Blog Talk Radio.
Readers Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Hello, and welcome to Readers Entertainment Radio. I'm your host, Sheila English. It's a new month, summer is here, and kids are out of school. We want to spend time with them, of course, and make sure they keep learning throughout the summer, give them something to do, and help them on their way to becoming good people. Tonight's guest offers a series of books that are perfect for all of those things. I would like to welcome Graciela. Is it Rangel? Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, Graciela Rangel.
Yeah, author of Anthony's Journey series. Welcome, Graciela. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And first I want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for giving me these stories to write. You know, the Lord could have given these stories to someone else, but he chose me. So I just want to say thank you, Jesus. I also want to thank my husband, Ricardo, all my children and grandchildren, my pastor, Patrick Kerwood, and everyone at Lighthouse Assembly of God Church in Laredo, Texas, for their prayers, support, and encouragement.
I love that. I love that. You know, a lot of times we get so wrapped up in our own lives and our own path that, you know, it's hard to remember sometimes to stop and thank people, but you just did it coming right out of the gate, so that's fantastic. And it's so great to have you here with us. Now, for our listeners, you can chat live here with us at blogtalkradio.com/circle-of-7. And we have the chat board up, and you can either go chat or you can leave us a question. I go check the chat board throughout the talk. Or you can call. You can actually call into the show and chat with us or ask some questions, and that number is 646-200-4071. About an hour from the end of the live show, you'll be able to download the podcast and listen at your leisure. And please stop by tomorrow at our blog for additional information and links. And you can find the blog at readersentertainment.tv/radio. Now, let me begin by making a more formal introduction and tell you a bit more about tonight's guest. Graciela has 5 children and 16 grandchildren. Her books are her legacy, and she plans to leave them to her grandchildren, whose names are in the 6 books that we're going to talk about. She loves to read any kind of book and would rather read a book than watch a movie on TV. She likes to watch animals, and her favorite station, if she's going to watch TV, is Animal Planet, and she's been married for 12 years. Graciela, it sounds like you're really family-focused. Does this play into why you wrote Anthony's Journey series?
Yes, Sheila, I believe that God gave each one of us a family, and I wanted to do something special for my family, especially concerning including the Lord Jesus Christ, something that could be passed on to future generations, God willing.
I love that. And I think that's important, too, to be able to, you know, to leave that legacy and you know, put that into, you know, the hands of your children and your children's children, who can then turn around and put that into the hands of their children. So it's like you've really created something very special that can last forever for your family. So that's exciting. Now, Anthony's Journey is, you know, as we've said, a series. Can you tell us about each of the books?
Yes, of course. The first one is Anthony's Journey, Who is Jesus? And this story started one day when Anthony, the little lizard, is called a Jesus lizard. Of course, Anthony wants to know who Jesus is, but no one around him really knows. So Anthony has to go on a journey to find out who in the world knows who Jesus is. Some animals he meets along his journey know some stories, but because they have read them from torn pages from Bibles, and some humans have thrown away. The second book, Anthony's Christmas Journey, Where is Jesus? This story is about Anthony and his friend Mary, a freebie, what children call a horsey. They go on a journey together into a town to learn how Jesus is celebrated during Christmas, because after all, it is his birthday. And Anthony and Mary also hear and learn where to find the wonderful story of Jesus' birth throughout the Bible. Now, the third book, Anthony's Journey to God's Ark, Ask the Animals, They Will Teach You, Job 12:7, is about Anthony's ancestors and how they survived the flood on the ark. You can join Abraham the parrot as he tells Anthony the story of Noah's ark and how the animals on the ark survived this year-long journey. My fourth book, Anthony's Easter Journey, is all about you, Jesus. This story is about how Jesus is celebrated in Easter. Anthony and his friend Paul, a little bunny, go into town to learn how Easter is celebrated and to find out where they can find it in the Bible. My fifth book, Anthony's Journey from the Garden of Eve into God's Big World, Genesis 1. Here you will join Anthony and Eve, the friendly snake, as she tells Anthony the story of each day of creation and where it is throughout the Bible. My sixth book, Anthony's Journey to Mount Sinai, the Ten Commandments from God. Here you will join Anthony and his friend Moses, a little elephant, as they learn about the Ten Commandments from God and what each commandment means. And, Sheila, I am planning two more books, God willing. The next book would be Anthony's Journey to the City of Nineveh, We Must Obey God, Acts 5:29. Here you will join Anthony and his friend Haley, the little duck, as they hear Albert, the big fish, tell them the story of the prophet Jonah, who did not want to obey God, and what happened to Jonah the prophet. And the next book would be Anthony's Journey to the City of Egypt, God's Plagues for Pharaoh, Exodus 5:2. Here you will learn about each plague from God. You will join Haley, the little duck, and Panchon, Anthony's little ant friend, who brings along a little friend named Leo, a frog, to tell Anthony the story from the Bible about the plagues from God.
Wow! So this series, do you have a planned number of books, or are you just going to keep writing as you feel inspired?
Probably just keep writing as get inspired by the children.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely, you know, a lot of stories from the Bible that, I mean, this is a great vehicle for that. Now, Anthony, though, he's a certain kind of lizard, which I learned from you. Now, what kind of lizard is he, and why did you choose him as your main character?
Okay, Anthony's a Jesus lizard because he can walk on water, and he's known by this name in the animal kingdom. This little green lizard is from the basilic lizard family that lives mainly in South Mexico and South America. This animal is perfect for my story, Sheila, because my family is of Mexican descent, and you will find Hispanic names in this series.
I love that. I love that. I love that because it shows how beautiful God paints us all. We're all different. And we're all beautiful in his eyes. So I really love that. And I did not know about the Jesus lizard. Now, this is a real lizard, and I learned that it can walk on water for up to 15 feet. That was just amazing to me. So that's kind of educational in itself. So I thought, I love that. I just really love that. Now, why did you want to write Christian children's books?
Well, one day I was feeling sorry for myself because I was thinking I should have studied a journal for all the things I hear said in Sunday school and children's church where I've taught throughout the years. And the Lord put in my heart, you know, it's never too late. So when I saw the Jesus lizard come on the Animal Planet channel, I knew God had given me the answer. So I stopped feeling sorry for myself and I started writing, but I had stored in my heart, you know, what the children have said.
I love that. Now, as you just said, you taught Sunday school and children's church. Now, you did that for 20 years. Is that right? 20 years. Now, do you feel that God has called you to nurture and teach children? Would you say that's your calling as a Christian?
Actually, I started in July 1987, so this month is now 23 years that I've been teaching at church. Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful area to serve God. And yes, I feel, you know, that I am where he wants me to be because I'm so happy there. And I'm also serving God, though, in the Christian Motorcycle Association, known as CMA, which is worldwide. And I belong to the chapter from Laredo, Texas, which is the Gateway Apostles, where my husband, Ricardo, and I, you know, we ride a motorcycle and we minister to bikers and their children.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that exists. Now I'm going to go online. I'm going to Google that because I had not heard of that. So that's something else I'm learning from you. Now, tell me, let's see, what is your favorite part about teaching children about Jesus Christ?
I love to hear what children say about God or what they learn or think about the story from the Bible. You know, one day I asked a three-year-old, who is Jesus? Do you know? You know, and he very seriously looked at me and he said, Jesus is God. So I would have to say that my favorite part is just listening and hearing what a child has to say.
I love that. You know, I have to take just a little aside here and tell you, you know, you and I were talking before the show, and I told you I have a daughter, and she was about, maybe 5 years old. We'd gotten her this little stuffed mouse. I mean, this really tiny little stuffed mouse she wanted, and she named it Cheese, right? And we were driving home after we picked it up. We'd gone out to have breakfast, and we're on our way home. And she said something about something in her pocket. And I said, "Did?" And it sounded to me like she said she had Jesus in her pocket. I said, "What did you say?" It sounded like you said you have Jesus in your pocket. She says, "No, my mouse. I have cheese in my pocket." She says, "I have Jesus in my heart." That was the cutest thing, and it just came out so natural. So you know, it's rewarding to teach children. I mean, you get these little blessings from them. You know, it's like, okay, cheese is in your pocket and Jesus is in your heart. That's the way it should be. Now, Graciela, when you and I were corresponding and getting ready for tonight's show, you had said something that I thought was quite profound and very true. And although this isn't verbatim, it's basically that not all children know the name Jesus Christ, but most of them know who Ronald McDonald is. And that seems to be something that really touches you personally. In your books, do you use the name Jesus Christ?
Oh, definitely, yes. In every single book, you will read something about children saying what they say about the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Sheila, I like McDonald's, and I have taken my children, and now I'm taking my grandchildren to have a good time there. But more important, I feel, is that they need to know, you know, John 14:6, that Jesus is the way and a relationship with him. To know him as their savior, their friend, their healer, their protector is very important. And that they need to keep him for the rest of their lives. The first time I heard the name Jesus Christ in a loving, with faith and praying by his believers, it touched my soul and spirit that I have never been the same again. So I personally feel that Jesus really is more important than Ronald McDonald, and I wanted to do something about it. So I wrote Anthony's Journey series.
See, I love that. And you're right. It's like there's a lot of pop culture and there's a lot of things kids see on the TV again and again and again to where, you know, they know exactly who Ronald McDonald is. And there's just so many, there seems to be a lot of taboos in saying Jesus Christ in any kind of popular culture, anything secular. You know, I remember when at Christmas time I used to watch The Little Drummer Boy every year. I looked forward to Christmas. I love that cartoon, and now it's like they won't even show it on TV because it's Christian, and it's sad. It's sad that, you know, there are so many heroes. There's no question at all that Jesus Christ lived. I mean, even historians who may not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, they still will say, yes, he lived. You know, the difference is, you know, Christians, believers, know he's the Son of God. But it's like he gets totally dismissed as a person because he is related to Christianity. And so I love the idea that your book, it kind of helps to kind of, you know, equal that out. You know, yeah, you know who Ronald McDonald is, but he's not really a hero. He's somebody that, you know, he stands for having fun and all of this. Jesus Christ is a hero. You know, people don't really see him like that. They think of him as, oh, that's God's, you know, logo. You know, it's crazy how people see that, but that's not true. Jesus Christ was a real person. He was put on this earth. He is the Son of God, and he was a hero to everybody. So I love that you had made that, you know, that really stood out to me when you and I were corresponding, that you had made that comment, and that really had touched my heart when you said that. Now, I was going to say, too, because we were talking about family, I remember growing up, my own grandmother, she made going to church like, you know, some kids get excited about going to rock concerts, right? For us, going to children's church was that exciting. My grandma lived that. She loved Jesus so much. She loved God so much. It just like came out in her whole being. She just beamed with love and joy. And of course, when you see someone like that, it's like, oh, I want to be, that's what I want. You know, I want some of that. And she made it so wonderful to go. I mean, I looked forward to Sundays because I knew I was going to go with her and we're going to go to children's church. And, you know, I can't express enough to people who are listening. You have children, you have grandchildren, you plan to have children and grandchildren. You can be that example and you can make that exciting, and that can be your legacy. You know, Graciela, you have a real blessing, a real gift with words, with coming up with these ideas, with these little animals that kids are going to really react with. Kids love animals. And, you know, I've seen the books. I've seen all the books. I've read all the books. And so is my daughter. And they're fun and they're engaging, but they're still, they're giving you a story in a way that kids can understand the story. And they're really fun, and that's such, like you said, it's a legacy. It's such an amazing legacy. I mean, you're leaving that for your children, your grandchildren, but other people are getting that too. They're buying your books, and they're sitting down with their children, and they're reading these books, and they're being able to share that as well. Now, have you read these books to your own grandchildren? And if so, how did they like the books?
Yes, yes, and some have read them themselves, you know, and they like them because, of course, their names are in the books. Plus, I have used names from children that have been in my Sunday school at Children's Church. So there's enough animals to go all around.
Oh, well, you know, I think it's always exciting for kids when they know that name is after them, and, you know, it's been named after them. You know, mm-hmm. I think that's always exciting. Now, when did you start writing Anthony's Journey?
I started in early 2007.
Oh, okay. So that's kind of been your journey too then.
Yes.
So you were inspired by seeing this lizard on Animal Planet, and God inspired you to say it's not
yes,
late to have this dream. And so you started writing in 2007, and were you published in 2007 or after that?
Late 2007.
In late 2007.
December. Yeah.
Okay.
In December.
And here we are, 2010, and there are six in the series. I mean, that's so exciting.
It's coming up, God willing.
Yes, and two more coming up. Two more. Now, are those going to be out this year or next year? Do you know?
Hopefully by the end of this year.
By the end of this year. Yeah, and you know, you and I were talking before the show started. We definitely would love to have you come back and maybe do a panel so we can talk about, you know, children's books specifically. And we'll do that when those, you know, maybe when those other two come out, because I'm sure people would like to know a little bit more about those when those come out. Now, what was it like to transition from Sunday school teacher to author? Or are you still doing both?
I'm doing both, but it was somewhat hard putting the first story together, because from the first story, I have used the same characters of each chapter to continue the series, and then, of course, along the way, introduced new ones. But once I got to the third book, it was easier, and I started to have more fun. So I thank the Lord, you know, that I'm still a teacher at church and an author.
Fantastic. Well, it's nice. I guess, you know, one does not have to exclude the other, especially since you have found a way to kind of merge both. You know, you
yes.
can use your own books in Sunday school. So
yes.
So that's kind of exciting. That's, you know, it's especially to bring them back to your own church, you know, this labor of love that is a blessing from God, that's really touched your heart and you've put a lot of work in. So that has got to be very exciting. Now, are these books something that could be read in Christian schools, or are there kind of lessons to be learned from the stories?
Absolutely. These books are stories from the Bible with scriptures for children from 8 to 11 years old. And these books are stories that children can teach other children.
Okay. So it's something that if I were a teacher, I could take these books and feel safe reading them aloud, right? We could read them aloud and actually have like a little discussion with, you said, 8 to 11-year-olds? Is that
yes.
Right? Okay.
Or if they're younger, you can read them to them. You know, the younger children can understand them too.
Well, that's true. And, you know, there's always something special about having, you know, mom and dad or grandma or grandpa, you know, sit and read to you. My grandmother used to do that to me all the time. It was, you know, one of my favorite memories is of my grandmother sitting and reading to me before we went to bed. So, you know, so it sounds like these books are great for parents, you know, that can feel confident in what they're teaching their children, and great for teachers. You can have some kind of discussion. Great for kids to read on their own. So, I mean, these are very well-rounded books. You kind of have everything covered with the series. So that's really exciting. And for those listeners out there who have children or who are teaching, or maybe you're teaching a Sunday school or children's church, definitely you want to come back to our blog tomorrow at readersentertainment.tv/radio, and I'll make sure that you get all the links that you need in order to find out more about the books or to order the books. So I'll make sure that we have that available. Now, what do you hope people will take away from your series? What do you hope they're going to learn or gain from it?
You know, Sheila, I have learned so much from children and hope they will too. They will read the enlightening things that children say about the Lord Jesus Christ. They will be well entertained by these stories. You know, like, for example, a child once told me that Jesus leaves clues around, all around for us to remember him. He said, you know, those light bugs that light up at night, they're there to remind each one of us that Jesus is the light of the world, like it says in the Bible. You know, he thinks light bugs have a big job to do every night.
Oh. Well, you know, it sounds like, you know, there's just so much that can be taken away. I mean, you've got six stories, two more to come, and mm-hmm. It sounds like, you know, it definitely feels to me like we're putting some things in perspective, even though it's, you know, different cute little animals and the stories are simplified for the age group, which is important to have, but that you're still being able to walk away knowing, you know, Jesus Christ is your Savior, and he's here for you, and he's done these wonderful things, and you can trust in him. You know, it's like, what greater gift can be given than that? You know, that's an amazing, amazing gift. You know, we were talking, you know, like I said, my grandmother had, you know, took me to Sunday school every year, you know, or every week, and, you know, made it very exciting. And you know how it is when you have that age group, and we were talking about this before the show, those are building blocks when you teach them things, because at some point they're going to be on their own. They're going to be with other kids who teach them things that are different than what they've been taught within their family unit. And if they have those building blocks that are so important that help define who they're going to be, that when they're out there and they're tempted by things that other people want to throw at them, or they're told, oh, there is no Jesus, that's like saying there's Santa Claus, and you know other kids say that, unfortunately, that you know, you've done everything that you can while they were at that impressionable age, that 8 to 11 or even before that you've read these kinds of books, that you've told the story in ways that they can understand and appreciate, so that they have that in their heart and can hold that around them to kind of protect them from when those outside influences come at them. So, you know, these children's books, the Christian children's books, I just can't emphasize enough how important it is to bring those, you know, into your home and to have those a part of, you know, the life of a child, something fun, something informative, something that helps convey the love of Jesus Christ, the love of God. You know, those are really, really important factors. And I think this series is one of those ways that you can help create those building blocks and instill that into the children. Now, I have to, it has been such a pleasure chatting with you tonight. Now, before we go, can you tell us where online people can find out more about you or about the books?
Yes. These books are print on demand with my publisher, Lumina. That's Lumina Publishing Company. Or on the website is lumina.com. Or they can visit my website, which is anthonysjourney@yahoo.com. Now, if they would like a signed copy of my books, I have some that I can mail to them. They just get in touch with me through anthonysjourney@yahoo.com.
Well, that is so nice. You know, what I'll do is I'm going to follow up with you with an email to make sure that we have all the right information. And maybe that's something, you know, if you have one of the books in a series, especially for those, for the teachers out there, or if you're homeschooling, because, you know, Graciela, you and I were talking about all the homeschoolers out there and trying to reach out to them and make sure they know that these books are out there. You know, for our listeners who are interested in checking out one of the books to perhaps buy for your school or to buy the series for homeschooling, that's so very important. And, you know, if Graciela is able to send a book out so that you can check that out, we'll try to help make those arrangements. Graciela, I want to thank you again so much for spending time with us on the show.
Well, thank you, Chilin, and God bless you and your family, and God bless America.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. God bless America. It's about to be 4th of July, so that's fantastic.
Right.
And I want to thank our listeners for joining us here at Readers Entertainment Radio. You can join us here live every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, or download the podcast at blogtalkradio.com/circleof7. You can also download it from iTunes, and that's at Readers Entertainment, on Odeo, Blueberry, and many other online sites as well. And don't forget our blog, because we're going to have lots of links so you can find out more about Anthony's journey. And that's at readersentertainment.tv/radio. I'm Sheila English, your host, and thank you again for joining us on Readers Entertainment.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.
Hello? Hello?